From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, March 10th. Coming up, protein is everywhere, from Starbucks lattes to new dietary guidelines, which ask Americans to prioritize protein. Where nutritionists stand on the new push for protein. More on that story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. For the first time in 2026, you're advised to stay aware for major severe storms this afternoon. The National Weather Service says storms may produce large hail and strong tornadoes after 3 p.m. today. Jeff Frame is a professor in the Department of Climate, Weather, and Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He reminds us what it means if a tornado warning appears on your radio, TV, or smartphone.
A tornado warning means that a tornado has either been spotted or detected on radar. And again, when you hear a warning, seek shelter immediately.
If a tornado warning is issued where you are, go to a room or hallway in the lowest part of a building, away from windows. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center has placed all of Champaign County and much of East Central Illinois under an enhanced risk for severe storms. Large hail and strong tornadoes are possible this afternoon and evening. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has the timeline for the storms.
A warm and windy spring day is expected across central Illinois, but scattered thunderstorms will develop ahead of an approaching storm system late this afternoon and evening, and there's a chance a few storms could become severe across portions of northern and central Illinois into neighboring portions of Indiana. Large hail 2 inches in diameter and a few tornadoes are possible with the strongest storms, along with damaging wind gusts and locally heavy rainfall. The most likely time frame for severe storms in the immediate WILL severe weather coverage area is between 5 p.m. and midnight on Tuesday, though rain and thunderstorms will continue into Wednesday morning. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Stay weather aware. Andrew will provide updates later today on WILL AM 580, Illinois Classical FM 90.9, and Illinois Soul FM 101.1. We'll provide the latest maps with warnings on ipmnewsroom.org. An Illinois commission studying reparations has published its first report on the history of racial inequality in the state. IPM's Emily Hayes spoke with the project's leader.
At first, when she was asked to get involved, Professor Tarianne Williamson said no. She was too busy to lead the state's first comprehensive investigation into racial harm, and she wasn't sure about wading into a project that could turn political. But the University of Illinois Chicago professor grew up in Peoria, and she wanted to make sure the report represented the experiences of all Black Illinoisans.
As somebody who is a Black person from Illinois, this has happened to me my entire life, where you say Illinois and people assume Chicago. It's as if Chicago is the only place.
The report outlines state laws that have harmed and excluded descendants of enslaved people. Williamson says even she learned details like which Illinois fortunes were built on slavery. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
An Australian biopharmaceutical company will make a $1.5 billion expansion in Kankakee. Capital News Illinois reports that CSL will add to its manufacturing facility by 2031. The company produces plasma therapies used in treating rare diseases and immunodeficiencies. CSL says the expansion will add 300 new high-skilled jobs to its existing 1,200 full-time workforce. Voters in Mahomet will have the chance to weigh in on an $8.9 million bond for the Mahomet Public Library in the primary election on March 17th. IPM Student Newsroom's Olivia Dvorak reports, if approved, the money would pay for a significant expansion to the library.
Mahomet Public Library Director John Howard says the expansion is needed because shelves are at capacity and there's overcrowding in meeting spaces and in the children's area.
When we have even a normal daily story time program or whatever, it's just packed. There are moms sitting on the floor between the shelves trying to read to their kids.
The expansion would add a new children's library, a dedicated teen space, a larger community room, and a shaded outdoor patio. Kaylee Hillinger visits regularly and says she sees the need for these expansions.
I mean, my son was just throwing a little bit of a temper tantrum because at the sand station, there's just not enough room. The expanded space right now would be super awesome for the kids and parents in our community.
The bond would increase property taxes by less than 1%, and if approved, construction could start in about a year. I'm Olivia Dvorak, IPM News.
Still to come, where nutritionists stand on the new push for protein. That story's coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 78 degrees. A few storms could become severe late in the day, with a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 58 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 63 degrees. A west wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 29 degrees. Northwest wind 15 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 51 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, 70 years ago this past weekend, future Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall gave a speech at the University of Illinois. We'll listen back to parts of it and talk about the fight for equal rights, seven decades on. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Protein is having its moment in the spotlight. Companies are adding more protein-enhanced products to their lineups as demand grows. The new federal dietary guidelines unveiled earlier this year also put the nutrient front and center. Harvest Public Media's Tadea Ruiz-Sandoval reports on whether or not Americans actually need more protein.
It's not hard to find protein-packed foods. For years, consumers have enjoyed protein shakes, powders, and bars. But lately, it's been showing up in some surprising places.
Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get started here today?
I'll do a vanilla protein latte.
Oh, okay, so that protein period. Okay, do you want a hotter ice today?
The company is just one of many that have introduced new lines of protein-enhanced products to meet increasing demand. A survey last year from the International Food Information Council found that 7 in 10 Americans want to include protein in their diets.
It's been picking up momentum in videos and TikTok.
Corey Geiger is a dairy economist for CoBank, a national lender. Geiger has studied the newfound appetite for protein. He says it's more than just a social media trend. It's now aligned with a political agenda.
Certainly, more recently, the MAHA movement has amplified what has been taking place in Americana.
The federal government unveiled new dietary guidelines in January that put protein front and center in the American diet. Officials say the new recommendations will, quote, make America healthy again. At a press conference announcing the changes, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Marty McCary urged Americans to eat more protein.
The old guidelines had such a low protein recommendation that we are increasing that by 50 to 100%.
It's a change that dietitians across the country have mixed feelings about. Stanford University nutrition professor Christopher Gartner served on the board that made recommendations to the government. He says the administration largely ignored them, and he calls prioritizing protein bizarre.
Americans have been a little short on calcium, potassium, fiber, and vitamin D. Protein was not and has never been in that list of things that we're short of.
He points out that Americans are among the highest per capita consumers of protein-rich meat in the world. Cleveland Clinic dietitian Julia Zumpano says Americans are getting enough protein, mostly because they're consuming more calories than they need. Instead, she'd like Americans to be more mindful of where they get their protein.
Occasional red meat, an abundance of fish, poultry, a regular intake of legumes and beans. You know, eggs are infiltrated in there. The main source of dairy protein is in the form of yogurt.
Some nutrition experts think we do need more protein, like Stuart Phillips, a kinesiology professor at McMaster University in Canada. He agrees with the federal guidelines for protein intake. But Phillips thinks the new food pyramid overemphasizes the role protein should play in people's diets.
It's just that putting them on the top means that they should be eaten the most and more often. That's the sort of implication of the way the pyramid is based now. And that's not necessarily a good thing.
And he worries the new emphasis could encourage people to consume protein-enhanced products they don't need, especially if they don't exercise. Products, perhaps, like the latte I bought and am now about to enjoy. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Andrew Pritchard, Emily Hayes, Capital News Illinois, Olivia Dvorak, and Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. And a note about this podcast. Starting Monday, March 14th, it will go on hiatus. The IPM news team will be preparing for 2 and 7 Today to relaunch with you in mind, including breaking daily news stories that happen before the afternoon newscasts on All Things Considered. So stay tuned. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.